Chapter 31.
Delicious! Simply divine,
Phineas said, wiping his mouth with a cloth napkin. Great food was hard to come by in the temple ruins, but the lizard men were excellent hunters, and the acolytes, when prompted, were decent cooks. Thumping his fist on his chest, he burped as an acolyte refilled his goblet with wine.
At least the cellar kept the bottles in order all these centuries. And it would be a shame for all of it to go to waste, wouldn't it?
He said, eyeing the cage that sat on the small table. The Pixelin woman was there, tiny, pink, knees drawn up, head down.
You can speak to me, little fairy. As a matter of fact, I'd like to hear you sing. They say the song of the fairies is a beautiful and magical thing, but I've never heard it.
Phineas pulled the cage closer and peered in.
What do you say?
She didn't budge. He slammed his fist on the table.
Sing!
She flinched, and then rubbed her tiny fist in her eyes, sniffling.
Oh, how adorable. Little Pixlin, sing for me. Else I'll pluck your husband's wings off when he arrives.
Her bee wings buzzed as she hovered up, nodding her head.
Oh, I have your attention now, don't I? Sing, little one. I want to feel the mystic words you hold. Sing to me.
He beckoned.
Share your powers or die.
Her tiny little mouth opened up, and beautiful words flowed out. Not words men could recognize, but a beautiful ancient language, harmonious and delightful. Phineas sat back and sighed, letting the music fill him from head to toe.
Wonderful,
he muttered. He'd been weary, but no more. His once-spent energies from his mission now recharged. His mind refreshed and cleared.
Excellent,
he muttered, slumping back, tears forming in his eyes.
So pure, so good, so amazing.
It was nothing like he'd felt before. Something banged into the Pixelin cage. Phineas lurched up, rubbing his watery eyes.
What?
The male Pixelin was back. Phineas shook his head, saying,
What is the meaning of this, Pixelin?
The little man's tiny mouth was a buzz of words.
I see. Excellent. I see. Nath Dragon is on his way already.
He clapped his hands together.
My, won't the High Priestess be pleased? Tell me about it all.
Phineas muttered a spell and sprinkled powder over the Pixelin. The words of the Pixelin were high and garbled momentarily, and then a sound of man came forth.
It took me no time to find the man. I told your men who he was and where to go. Your men spread word as I watched. The man overhead heard the conversation about dragons. Your men spoke to your men in disguise. The man you want believed it. He and them travel this way now.
He slapped his knee.
Keep me posted, Pixelin. Go. Spy.
The tiny winged man flew into his face and said,
"My mate?"
"Yes, well, she'll be all right."
Phineas flashed a wicked smile.
"Assuming she keeps her wings. Assuming you do as you are told. And I don't have to clip her wings. Now, go!"